From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it's detected signs Syria is preparing an attack that could result in the mass killing of civilians and Damascus would pay a heavy price. A defense official said active preparations similar to those before an April 4 chemical weapons strike were seen in recent days at an airbase that was attacked by U.S. cruise missiles. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. is sending a message to President Bashar al-Assad, along with his allies Iran and Russia. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said many agencies were involved in the latest assessment.
I can tell you that leadership from the State Department, DOD, DNI, the CIA, as well as members of the administration within this building were part of that process from the very beginning and fully aware.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said while she can't comment on the intelligence behind the statement, the Syrian threat appears credible.
We know from past experience that the Syrian regime has used chemical weapons on its own people. So that obviously remains a very large concern for us in the future.
Syria has denied carrying out the April chemical weapons attack that left nearly 90 dead in rebel-held Idlib province. At least 24 migrant bodies were recovered Tuesday after they washed up on the Libyan shore near Tripoli. Residents said the bodies began to appear last week. The toll could rise with an increase in often overcrowded boats heading to Europe. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is claiming that a police helicopter Tuesday strafed the Supreme Court and Interior Ministry with gunfire in what he called an attack by terrorists seeking a coup. There were no reports of casualties. This is VOA News. Another global cyber attack erupted Tuesday, disrupting computer networks primarily in Russia and Ukraine, but also to a lesser degree in Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Poland, and the U.S., and the Asia-Pacific region on Wednesday. Tim Rollins directs the UK-based NCC Group.
Effectively, what has happened is somebody is using a very old exploit to attack IT systems. Really, we have built up, over the years, a huge digital debt. We haven't been patching our systems effectively. We haven't been keeping them up to date.
The attack included a code known as Eternal Blue, which some experts believe had been stolen from the U.S. National Security Agency. The U.S. has placed China on its list of worst offenders in human trafficking and forced labor. China had been ranked among Tier 2 countries. Tier 3 can trigger sanctions. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said China has not taken serious steps to end its own complicity in trafficking. Meanwhile, Susan Coppedge, an ambassador at large on the issue, said Myanmar, also known as Burma, was among 27 nations upgraded to Tier 2.
The 2017 report urges the Burmese government to cease official involvement in compelling civilians to perform any type of forced labor, to reform the military self-reliance policy and others that drive the demand for forced labor, and to look at child soldier conscription.
21 countries were downgraded in the latest U.S. report. Saudi Arabia insisted there will be no negotiations regarding its demands over Qatar's alleged support of terrorism. Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt issued the demands after cutting ties with Doha, which denies the charge. Qatar Wednesday condemned the Saudi refusal to talk. Doha's foreign minister met Tuesday with Secretary of State Tillerson in Washington. Mr. Tillerson appreciated Kuwait's effort to mediate the crisis. Embattled Brazilian President Michel Temer has dismissed the federal prosecutor's corruption investigation. He said they've created a soap opera plot, adding that the accusations against him are fiction. Mr. Temer is charged with arranging massive bribes involving a meatpacking company. It's up to Brazil's House of Deputies whether to launch a trial. Rival Cypriot leaders meet Wednesday in Switzerland, trying to resolve one of the world's longest-running political disputes. Representatives of the Turkish and Greek Cypriot communities, along with Turkey, Greece, and Britain, will try to overcome issues that prevent unity on the Mediterranean island. European Union regulators fined internet company Google $2.7 billion for favoring its own shopping service. It's the biggest fine the European Commission has imposed on a single company in an antitrust case. The Commission's investigation continues, could force Google to make even more changes in the way it bundles services on mobile devices and sells digital advertising. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.